Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Sing it, Marv. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our good friend, Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday out there. Happy Friday to everybody.
Yeah.
Seth and I are going to dive into the entertainment news right now. Okay. We'll also get into what's new on your small screen, your big screen, and your local library stage.
Yes.
All that coming up
Fabulous
for you.
Fabulous stuff.
We've got some programming changes that we want to talk about as well coming up. Get into all of that. A little bit later, we got some other fun stuff for you. It's Customer Service Day. Want to talk about that a little bit and some other things. We'll wrap up with local events and the good stories of the day.
Like we like to do.
But as we've been talking about in all of Wisconsin and really all of America has been talking about the loss of Bob Uecker.
Yep.
As we talked about earlier, we'll talk more about this on Playmakers today, but certainly lost a legend there and a noteworthy one. We'll talk more about him in Playmakers.
Yep.
Encourage you to join us from 5 to 6 today for that. A big shout out to Quality Plus Printing sponsoring that hour.
Yeah.
We lost a couple of other people, though, yesterday, as these things seem to tend to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I was surprised because I hadn't heard about one till late last night, and I was very surprised I hadn't heard about it earlier.
Legendary director and innovator David Lynch passed away as well after battling emphysema brought on by years of smoking. He was 78.
Yep.
I only mentioned that because it was something that it seemed important to him to be mentioned about that.
Okay.
Lynch is a literal one of a kind. You will never see another one like him
again. Singular talent. A director who followed his own vision. I mean, almost absolutely. He didn't care what anyone else said. He did what he did. And, you know, you could like it. You could dislike it. Sometimes it worked. Sometimes it didn't. But I have to give him a lot of credit. He never varied from what he wanted to do.
And while I will not lie and pretend that I understood every scene that I ever saw in a David Lynch
movie. If anyone says that, you're wrong.
I can tell you I saw every one of them more than once.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that I was inspired by everything I ever saw that guy do.
Right.
And whether I liked it or disliked it, I was thankful that he did it.
Right. I was trying to, when I heard about that, I was talking with Beth about, you know, what movie she might have heard of that he had directed, because she's not, you know, that's not really her wheelhouse. So I said, you know, a couple of movies, and I was like, here we go. He helped create Twin Peaks. Oh, okay. Maybe something else he'll be remembered for.
Yeah, I would say that's probably his most popular pop culture.
Yeah, more mainstream thing.
Yeah,
even that was weird. I mean, if you think about that show, it was a very strange show.
Go ahead and try to I challenge you to find a weirder TV successful TV show. I mean successful. Mm-hmm. Multiple seasons,
yep.
Popular, all not just
David brought it back later, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like again, didn't weary on his vision and still was profitable, still made a hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. That's seeing a unique musician who has only one hit, but it's gigantic and everybody knows it. And everything else they ever did was kind of weird. Nobody ever knows it or anything. It's crazy.
Yep.
Eraserhead and Elephant Man changed and influenced so many of the directors.
Especially
you like
Eraserhead.
And love. Yeah.
His first film. Yeah.
You've never seen an intro like the intro to Blue Velvet.
Yeah.
It still is the weirdest, maybe the most unique intro to a movie you'll ever see. Mulholland Drive is another head scratcher, but got some incredible scenes.
That's interesting because that started out as a possible TV show, and then he later wasn't picked up. He made it into a movie, and the last 30 minutes are as bizarre as you can imagine.
Lost Highway, very similar.
Again, very similar.
Except it's almost the whole movie feels that way.
That's probably, if I had to rate, and it's hard to do, of his more avant-garde films, probably Lost Highway is my favorite because it's got the most interesting visuals in it. Yeah.
It's my favorite. Mm-hmm. It's easily, and it's hard for me to say that because I say the success of Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't Twin Peaks, it would be the success of Dune, which we're seeing today.
The first person who tried to tackle Dune, probably before we were able to do it, considering they had to wait another 30, 40, how long it was to finally get that right.
I go back. I've gone back because I've watched the new ones, and I've gone back and watched scenes and some of the things from those originals. And what they were able to do with the sci-fi and all that, and with the limited technology they had, we talk so strongly about the original Star Wars. We should talk just as much about that Dune, and the way that was.
Yeah.
Also, some of the casting choices that he made throughout his career,
very interesting,
just very, but also dead on.
Yeah.
Nobody had Sting as a bad guy, a redheaded bad guy.
In the 80s? Are you kidding me? No. No way.
He's incredible in Dune. He's one of the best parts of Dune. He just steals the scenes. And speaking of Dune, a young actor at the time, Kyle MacLachlan, was discovered by David Lynch.
He was.
And would go on to work with him, very similar to Scorsese and De Niro.
Yeah,
and
some Blue of that. Velvet and in Twin Peaks as well. Yep.
If you're looking for the maybe the best eulogy of David Lynch, Kyle MacLachlan on social media just bared his heart, and it was beautiful. And their friendship was beautiful. Yeah. I do too. Big fan.
He's great.
Really good. When he worked with Lynch, you saw what Lynch saw in him.
Yep.
And I think that was pretty cool. Steven Spielberg said, quote, "The world is going to miss such an original and unique voice. His films have already stood the test of time, and they always will."
Yep. I agree.
And that's probably the best director of our generation saying that.
Yeah. Yeah, he knew what he was. Yeah,
it's pretty cool, and they will be missed.
Yep.
Again, no segue, and there shouldn't be one. But I do go to my favorite boss of all time, the best boss I ever had, and I say that also jokingly and lovingly.
Yes.
And just in case he's listening, Conan O'Brien will be the 26th recipient of the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
Absolutely.
And one of the most deserving times they are handing this one out.
100%.
He'll be honored at the ceremony on March 23rd at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Conan joked, "I am honored to be the first winner of the Mark Twain Prize recognized not for humor, but for my work as a riverboat pilot." This is Conan.
That is such a Conan joke.
He can't take anything serious. No, and if you try to compliment the man, that's what he does. He cannot take it. Netflix will stream the ceremony sometime later this year. Past recipients, of course, Kevin Hart, Adam Sandler, Jon Stewart, Dave Chappelle, Will Ferrell, just to name a few.
Oh, my gosh. When they gave it to, why am I blanking on her name? Oh my God.
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey, thank you. Yeah. Her acceptance speech is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. Oh my gosh.
Very deserving, and I can't think of a better one. And a lot of award shows have the like Cecil B. DeMille Award, a Lifetime Achievement Award. There really isn't that for comedians. This is that.
This is as close as you're going to get, the Mark Twain Prize. Yeah, it's great, though. I love the ceremonies are always probably one of the most fun ceremonies out there because they're funny. They're good.
And wrapping up our stories part of the segment here, this is one I don't know that I have a lot in the game on this one. I know Rush. I respect Rush musically as one of the better put together bands of all time. Mm-hmm. Geddy Lee, one of the best bass players you'll ever hear. Mm-hmm. Literally one of the best you'll ever hear. Most people that I respect in music will say Neil Peart's the best drummer they've ever heard.
Right.
Just an incredible band, but I just wasn't into them too much.
Yeah, totally with you.
And I do know a lot of their music, but they're and they got at least three or four songs I love. Mm-hmm. Ghost of a Chance is an underrated song. I know it's no Rush fan in the world is going to mention that one, but I will. So guitarist Alex Lifeson isn't interested in doing a Rush reunion since drummer Neil Peart passed away 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Quote, "After 40 years, Rush included Neil and I don't think that putting some new version together would have some magic to it. Mm-hmm. We went out on a high note playing as well as ever with one of our the best stage shows at our 40. Quote, "I guess I'd rather be remembered for the legacy than returning as the top Rush tribute band."
I think I put that. That's good.
Part of the reason we're doing this story is just to how he put that. That's incredibly well put, Matt. That's hilarious.
Well, in a lot of ways, but you know, if you think about it for just a minute, it's true. Think about all those bands that, they lose like key members, but they still keep going on. But they're not the same. You know, it's just a little difference. And it's like they're a tribute band, right, with a lot of the original members.
Everybody in the world was begging Led Zeppelin to stay together and to keep doing what they were doing. And they just... I respect the daylights out of them. They walked away from millions and millions and more money than we can even think of.
Exactly.
Because they were like, no, it's not the same without John Paul.
Without John Bonham.
John Bonham. It's not the same without him. Mm-hmm. It's just not. And I respect that. And just as much as I respect people wanting to move on and everything, mm-hmm. I, I get that. But I think Lynyrd Skynyrd, in a way, not that they tried to, but almost did, that's the only way I think you can do it, having some breathing room from losing those original members and then coming back 10, 20 years later and, you know, a lot of the original members. But, you know, I think if you're going to do it, that's a way to do it. Yeah. But I'm not even sure that's a way to do it.
It's really hard. And at the same time, you know, this is their job. You know, this is their musicians.
Got to make a living.
Got to make a living. And I am not going to, you know, berate anyone for doing that at all. Not at all. If that's what you want to do, go for it. If people want to hear it, people will come and see it.
Especially most of these guys have been playing together since they were kids, since they were teenagers and stuff. And there's nothing like being able to work with the people you love, you know? Yep. Alex still jams with Geddy Lee to that point. Like, they still play all the time.
I'm sure they're still friends and everything. So, absolutely. It's just, they moved on to a different part of their life.
Curious what you think and what you out there think about that situation when that happens in music. Mm. Do you go and see bands even though it's not the original members? Or do you think that they should retire and, you know, walk off into the sunset and do other projects or anything?
It's a band by band basis in a lot of ways. I think of the Allmans, because even after they lost Dwayne, they still were a very good band, did original stuff, you know. And then, I mean, even they lost Dickie Betts later, the same thing. And it's, and still, you know, they were still okay. So I guess it really has to be, you know, band by band. I really think so.
New on your small screen tonight, the 23rd season premiere of Real Time with Bill Maher. You've also got the second season premiere of Severance. And on Netflix, Back in Action, starring Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz. And it's an action movie where it's kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith movie, but it's with those two. I don't know.
Right.
It doesn't look bad. Interesting to note that both of those actors have not been working much in recent years for different reasons. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool to see them both working.
Coming back.
And they do look like they got great chemistry together. I just watched the trailer, but it didn't look bad.
Cool.
A Different Man, streaming the streaming premiere of A Different Man. Sebastian Stan is getting a ton of credit for this performance.
Good for him.
He plays a person who has a neurofibromatosis.
Okay.
Which is a kind of almost the Elephant Man type of disease, I believe. I
can't remember off the top of my head.
It's a similar one if it is not that one. He takes a miracle drug and surgery to start a new life, but then becomes obsessed with an actor who has the same condition. And it's very interesting. It looks interesting. A lot of people are talking highly of it. Hulu has a stand-up special, Roy Jones Jr. He's fantastic. And, of course, football.
Football. What? There's football going on, James?
Nothing else matters. at 4:30 on Saturday, divisional playoff, Kansas City taking on Houston. Should be a good one. Also on Saturday, the divisional playoff round of Detroit versus Washington.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. You got Dave Chappelle hosting Saturday Night Live. That should be good. Be good. Back to football. Sunday. Eagles versus Rams, man, that should be the sneaky one.
Yeah,
I think that is going to be the sneaky
Eagles
one.
Should win that game, but I'm telling you, those Rams are sneaky.
I'm taking the Rams,
and they've got a fabulous. I mean, so their coach is so good; he's so smart, and they got I wouldn't blame anyone like you, James, to take the Rams on that one.
I have to teach Sunday night, and I am cursing my students because all I want to do is watch Buffalo and Baltimore. That could be the Super Bowl.
That could be the premier game. Yeah.
That could be the best game we get through these whole playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope it is. I don't hope it's the best game. I just hope it's a great game.
Yeah, no kidding.
That should be a great one. That is on CBS at starting at 6:30 Sunday night. You will also have on your big screen this weekend some movies premiering. Not a lot. And not a lot going to be coming out for the next foreseeable time here and everything.
It's January.
You basically got the wide release of Wolfman rated R. It's a new take on the wolf, you know, kind of man thing, I guess.
Again, because we needed another Wolfman movie. We needed another one.
But I want to take more time to talk about Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Yes!
This teen play being put on today at 2 o'clock and then again at 7 over at the All-Purpose Room at Mellon Library.
Yeah.
This is being put on by a bunch of homeschooled kids.
Yeah, this is so cool. I'm glad they do this.
Very cool.
They get a chance to do some production together. Yeah.
I think that's awesome. Support this, everybody. Show up for this one, not only for these kids and what it can mean for them, but so we can have more events like this for homeschooled kids.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's be honest. It's only becoming more and more popular, homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And I hate to think of any kid missing out on extracurricular
stuff, yeah,
and stuff, whatever it might be, play mm-hmm. or acting or sports or playing an instrument or any of the mm-hmm. above. So I think the more we support these things and they get a good turnout, the more we can have of them.
Yes,
and support them
absolutely.
And take it a great show. It's a great show.
Yes, it is.
You'll never see a better play than one put on by kids.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I don't care if we're talking Broadway or anywhere.
The energy is always great.
Yep,
with shows like this. I love it.
Check that out. We encourage you to today at 2, or check out the 7 o'clock show mm-hmm. over at the all-purpose room at McMillan Library.
Yeah.
7 Rides for 7 Brothers, a team play. Seth and I will come back. We're going to talk some programming with you and some programming changes.
Okay.
We also got Customer Service Day. We're going to talk about that coming
all up right.
on the Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. I'm going to take you right up to the 9:30 mark, get to our news and sports, and take care of our partners. We got some programming stuff we want to talk about, but real quick, had some breaking news that the Supreme Court has backed a law requiring TikTok to be sold or banned. So that is going to be an ongoing
story. That's interesting. Oh, yeah.
We'll be talking more about that, I'm sure, not only on Monday, but the upcoming weeks here and mm-hmm. everything, seeing where that one develops. But just get that out there.
Yep.
And want to get out there, too. Our Sunday lineup, we are very proud of this one. We worked really hard behind the scenes to get these hours
yep.
of local content for you.
We sure did.
To have the time on the air. And then to actually put the stuff to work. Mm-hmm. That is... I can't even begin to tell you how many hours we put into behind mm-hmm. the scenes,
yeah.
the group of us
yep.
As a team here, and the effort we put into these things, and how much we appreciate you guys loving these shows.
Mm-hmm.
There wouldn't be on the air if you didn't love them.
That's true.
And we appreciate that so much. We've got a great one lined up for great stuff lined up for you throughout the next couple of weeks, and we're going to have some really fun guests on with all these shows. But I want to focus just on our Sunday night lineup for a moment.
Okay.
And it does kick off. Mm-hmm. at 5 o'clock with Director's Playhouse.
Right.
That is the new name for Director's Cut.
Yep.
Just being honest with everybody, Director's Cut was a name that I had when I first thought of that show mm-hmm. back when I first started in radio 20 some years ago.
Oh, wow.
Since then, a lot of other people have had that idea too.
It's not, yes. There are many shows called Director's Cut out there. It's true.
Not the most original idea, James. Because I am proud of my creativity, and I do think I have an imagination that never runs out of ammunition, mm-hmm. I'm smart enough to know I was not going to come up with a name. Every name I came up with sounded horrible. I pitched the idea to our team, and Melissa came up with Director's Playhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So she forever gets a little bit of credit for
she
that.
She does, 100%.
And I love it. I love it. I think it's a perfect... Now, the show is the same.
Basically the same. It's basically not many changes there, but... we do talk a lot about, you know, theater. We try to discuss that and that part of the arts, more of the performing arts. So it makes sense, I think, for what we have been doing in the past and bands and that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
We're looking forward to that. Just a shout out, or call out, I should say, to all entertainers out there, all mm-hmm. creatives out there, everybody we want on that show.
Yep.
And before Director's Playhouse ends, I want to have every creative we can from this area and reach out to us, everybody.
Tall order. He's put out a tall order for that one.
Direct message us on our Facebook pages. Give our front desk a call, 424-1300. Mm-hmm. Pam will put you in touch with us and we'll get you on the show.
Yeah.
Especially to all you musicians and singers and comedians, and we really would love to get you on the air.
We would. That's what we're here for.
You can go to civicmedia.us, take a listen to past shows mm-hmm. and hear how, whether the Lizards or Mary Jo Peel or some of the other people mm-hmm. we've had on.
Yep.
We have a lot of fun with that show.
We do.
Be sure to join us every Sunday at 5 o'clock for Director's Playhouse, and spread the word about the show and everything.
Everybody. I got to remember to say that right now.
Yeah.
Playhouse.
Get in the habit of it. Every Sunday from 6 to 8, you got Seth Faces the Music. Seth is an amazing job with this one.
Mm-hmm.
No changes there, but I did want to give you a chance to talk about the show this week.
Yes, the show this week, hopefully, if my voice holds out, is going to be a new show about Friends. Songs about Friends. Oh, is that nice?
This is a really good idea. That's a great way to kick off New Year show.
Yeah.
A great early show.
Absolutely.
In the new year. That's a great mm-hmm. idea. Just so the audience knows, though, I am the pitch hitter for Seth. And I don't do the show in my voice. I do it with the best Seth voice I can. been working on my Seth impression for years. Just waiting to use it. So if he ever needs a backup, I will fill in and do my best Seth voice. And then we, of course, have Unlabeled for you from 8 to 9. We got a unique one for you this week, everybody. I just finished it up the other day. This is my parental advisory episode.
Yes. Anyone who grew up in the 90s knows that there was that little label on the CD. For some people, it was like, oh, I want that now.
Yes, yes. Obviously, playing that we will not be playing anything bad on the air.
That will get us in trouble, in other words.
Yeah. But it's really my excuse to play some harder rock, some harder stuff and everything. An episode that will only be able to be played at night.
Yes.
You will never hear this one in the afternoon.
No.
But it's a fun one. We encourage you to check it out. And a big thank you to everybody who has been spreading the Unlabeled around. Mm-hmm. I am blown away by how popular that show is. I did not expect that.
James, by the way, has really hit a patch here. He's like inspired. He's just running through a whole bunch. He's got a whole bunch of shows planned out already. Yeah. Great.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have a fun time with that show. And keep in mind, I always want your 90s requests. If it was released in the 90s, I will play it. Get it to me, everybody. James.Maleff at civicmedia.us.
Yes, and I want to remind people, he's not just playing stuff that he wants to hear. He's played a couple of songs I know he's not thrilled with, but he will play it.
Yep, I will. Oh, man, that is true. I do want to get to Over the Back Fence. When it comes to longstanding shows here at WFHR, doing a morning show is one of the oldest things we've done, Coffee Clutch, some of the other things.
Right.
It means something to do a morning show here at this station and in this area. Mm-hmm. And I would say that a couple of other shows are very similar with their longevity. One of the oldest ones we've done is Over the Back Fence.
Right. It's had various names throughout its history, but that's true.
It's something that we are proud of, and to be honest with the audience, something that Chuck and I have been holding on to with all our might, going back to a couple of owners.
And
with the newest ownership we've had and with some new additions brought on over the last couple of years, Seth has taken over the show and done a magnificent job with it. I brought a different approach to it in some ways that I think has really kept it relevant in many ways. But speaking of relevance, nowadays, if you want to sell something, there are quite a few options out
there's tons of options, especially with the advent of the internet. There's no question about it that has changed from the salad days, I guess you could say, of a show like this. And it's been reflected on the number and variety of callers that we've gotten in the show. It's just its place is just not what it used to be in our media landscape, let's put it that way.
And we want to keep that hour local. We want to keep that hour here. And in order to do that, we have to make that hour, profitable.
Yes.
For lack of a better term. And so with that, we are going to be making a change starting next week on Saturday the 18th with Over the Back Fence.
Right. Oh, the 25th, sorry.
25th.
Because I will be here on this Saturday tomorrow.
Yes.
I will be
My time is a blur. Saturday the 25th, we will be doing a best of.
Yes.
This is kind of the prize in the cereal box kind of episode where we're going to be taking our best segments of the morning show here and putting it together for that hour. This is temporary.
Yep.
This is something that we're doing
for now.
Yep. Yeah. In the future, we hope to do something else with that hour, maybe doing live remotes with it, maybe doing a call-in show again, maybe even doing Over the Back Fence again.
Maybe doing that game show James wants to do,
Yes. Oh, I'd love to do that. Oh, man, I got the notes on that one for years. But most importantly, we want to do what you want to hear.
Yes.
That's all we do here at WFHR. None of this is Seth Radio, James Radio, Melissa Radio. It's your radio. Mm-hmm. We want to do what you want to hear, and we can only do that if you reach out to us.
Yes.
It's kind of odd that I'm asking you to reach out to us and call in or anything like that when we're talking about that's the reason we're losing Over the Back Fence.
Right, exactly.
But that's all the more reason for you to reach out to us, whether it is direct messaging us on Facebook or emailing us directly or calling up at our front desk 424-1300.
Whatever it is,
and if you do that, what I ask is that you ask to speak with one of our staff, not Pam. Pam has spent decades taking your calls and taking the brunt of things that she does not control, that she is not in charge of, that she has no say over. Mm-hmm. We are celebrating Customer Service Day today.
I
talk about this all the time. You don't like the gas prices, don't go yell at the clerk. They have nothing to do with that. You just look like a fool. It's the same thing as this. If you have issues or you have questions or you have ideas to do programming-wise, call me, reach out to me. I can help you do these things. Mm-hmm. I can actually do something about it. Pam is one of the greatest listeners of all time and one of the greatest hearts you'll ever meet, but that ain't her job. She's got enough on her plate.
She's got plenty to do.
Yeah. So please direct those feelings and those thoughts and those ideas to the places that can do something with them.
We want to hear from you.
Yes, yes. We want your ideas. This is your station as much as it is anybody else's, everybody. So please do reach out with all that.
That's right.
And thank you so much to our sponsors, to our callers-ins, our regulars over the years for Over the Back Fence. I love that show, and I love what this it's meant to this community and what everybody has put into that show. So thank you for that, everyone.
Yes, indeed.
We will get to our news, sports, and take care of our partners. We'll come back, and we're talking about Customer Service Day. It's all coming up on the Morning Show, WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR.
Perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation. Showing the
Seth and James here with you. Hope you have a great one out there. One of my favorite like tone singers. Love the way that he the rhythm of the way he would sing. He does sing.
John Linnell, yeah.
Great stuff. we got some good stuff coming up for you, everybody. We're going to get into Customer Service Day, because today is Customer Service Day. We'll talk about that a little bit. But real quick, just a studio note here at the studios. We want to let you know that on Monday, we will have live programming for you.
Yep.
We will have Melissa and Seth and I hanging out with you in our morning show. We'll have the Midday Magazine, I believe.
I believe, yes, we're going to have that.
But our offices will be limited. As far as being open and everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I would say, by appointment only.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Put it that way and stuff. So go ahead and, if you do need to pick things up or drop things off, I would do it today.
Yep.
Otherwise, make plans to do it on Tuesday or call ahead on Monday if you really need to on Monday.
Right.
And I do want to make a note on this real quick, and we'll talk more about it on Monday. But there's a lot of people that are taking Monday off, and I have no issues with that whatsoever.
Right.
Especially. But I do have an issue with people giving, guilting people that are working. Because to me, and I don't put this on anybody else. This is just me and the way I was raised and the way that I, in a family, that one of the earliest memories I have is learning about human rights and learning about Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X and Cesar Chavez and Gandhi and all these people.
Right.
It's been a part of my life, my whole life. And to me, Martin Luther King Day, as somebody who is not African American, shocker, spoiler to anybody out there who doesn't know me. That's a day where I go to work. Like I put Dr. King's message to work.
Mm.
Like this is a perfect day. Look at the platform we have.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Other people in other jobs and other industries, I don't blame them. But I think that for us, this is an opportunity to go to work.
I think it's good. Absolutely.
And I understand the day being taken off by African Americans. I understand that I don't understand even some of that. That's okay. That's all right. You know, that's we need more of the. I understand that I don't understand stuff going on.
That would be great if more people did that.
We are going to have a good show on Monday. We'll talk about Dr. King, not only his message, but I got some random facts about Dr. King that I think are interesting. And we'll have a good show and get your week started right. But do keep in mind our building.
Our office. We'll have limited facilities.
You worked in customer service, right, son?
A little bit. A little bit.
Same here.
Didn't enjoy it. No, not at all.
I worked in it enough to know that it is not my wheelhouse, and I respect the daylights out of every single one of you.
100%. People who are good at customer service they're like gold, I'm telling you.
We got a few tips for making your next interaction with a customer service rep a good one.
Ooh, good.
Resist the urge to DM. If you can get lost in the shuffle, calling or sending an email has a better chance of being seen and responded to.
Really? Well, I didn't know that. That's fascinating.
And I guess that does make a little sense. I have heard some companies kind of lean into that a little bit more, huh? Come prepared. Before yes. sending an email or picking up the phone, have as much information lined up as possible, like an order number if you bought an item online. Your mm-hmm. you know, certainly your information, your personal information.
They're going to ask for it first. That's the first thing they want to know. So,
I don't say this a lot in life, but I think there are a handful of situations where it is a good idea to think about what you're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
It can only make it more efficient for you.
You know, as someone, for me personally, I have to do that because I have like anxiety before I call.
You're not alone.
I don't want to sound stupid, and I feel like I always come across as like, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about, and I hate that. So it's like I prep very much before I do that.
One of the toughest, strongest, most intimidating human beings I'll ever know in my life. And I guarantee you, if anybody out there saw this man, you would feel and think the same thing. I loved him. He was a brother to me, but mm-hmm. You know, he was all those things still. This man was deathly afraid of picking up a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
There was literally nothing else that made this guy shake.
Yep.
But he would literally like hesitate, pick up the phone, put it back down, pick it up, put it down. I watched him do it. Like it was. You're not alone on that one. There,
no.
That's something that happens for a lot of people.
No, that's something I've struggled with since I've been able to use a telephone.
Try your best to stay calm. Things can get heated on customer service calls when it doesn't go your way, but losing your cool just creates more stress for you and the person you're talking to, and it doesn't resolve anything.
No.
It doesn't resolve anything.
No.
You might feel good for 2-3 seconds afterwards, and then if you have any bit of a soul, you probably feel like a jerk afterwards, which doesn't do anybody any good. And it doesn't resolve anything.
Well, and that's the thing to remember. It doesn't help. And even if it makes you, like you said, James, it may make you feel a little better in the moment. What is it going to get you? Nothing. Nothing. It's cooler heads prevail. And there's a reason that's a saying. Cooler heads always prevail.
The clerk has nothing to do with the gas prices.
Yep.
Like it needs to be said over and over again to remind people. And to the person that is barking at the clerk about the gas prices, the rest of us in line are not thinking good thoughts of you.
We are embarrassed for you because it's embarrassing to be like that.
Nobody in human history has been in that line and been like, well, there's a great person.
Yeah.
There's a noble person.
We're all cringing and trying to look away and stuff. Yeah.
And to that point, I've mentioned before that my father taught me from a young age boxing and how to defend myself and a lot of those things. But even more better, a weapon I've used even more than that in my life, especially later in life. Kill them with kindness.
Kill them with kindness.
And be nice is the last one on this list. It's the most important thing on the list. If there's a secret code to getting someone to do something you want, it starts with being kind. We all know this. We learn this from dogs.
Right.
We learn this from each as kids. Mm-hmm. Nothing gets done with being angry or frustrated. It doesn't get anything really accomplished, and it doesn't get things resolved.
When you call, say you call up a customer service and they're telling you, well, I'm sorry, you know, this is the policy of the company or something like that. Yeah, they didn't set the policy. They're just there trying to help people with certain things. If what you're trying to do is against the policy, you can talk or yell at them until you're blue in the face. It's not going to help because they didn't set the policy. Get mad at the company for setting the policy if it's like, say, it's a bad one. Sure, companies do bad policies all the time. Talk to them about it, not to the poor person who's just there to try to help you.
Your opinion matters. Your feelings matter. We're just trying to help you actually do something about it.
Right.
You know, and actually get something done. Mm-hmm. That's the way to do things. Otherwise, nothing gets done.
No.
Look, I don't blame people for being frustrated. Yeah. I've gotten frustrated.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't accomplish anything.
No.
It doesn't get anything done. I think it should be noted. More times than not, anger is a crutch. Anger is a crutch.
Yep.
That's all it is. It can do things at times, and in certain unique moments and everything, it can, you know, certainly be noted or useful or something like
that.
It can
be, yeah.
But 90% of the time, if not more than that, anger is a crutch.
Yes.
It's just an opportunity for us to act like kids, basically.
Yep. Like, it's usually covering some other emotion, which tends to be either sadness or fear. Usually fear. Anger is usually covering something like that. So keep that in mind as well.
Interesting and stuff to keep in mind when you are working with you know, the public and working in public. And
they're just trying to do their job. They're just trying to do their job.
Certainly calling those customer service lines.
Yeah.
While I think all of that is interesting and noteworthy, I think we have some really cool and interesting and noteworthy things coming up for you. We got a lot of local events going on, and I got a bunch of good stories that I've been piling up throughout the week.
Oh, good.
So I think that's a fun way to wrap up the week, talking local, talking good stories. Seth and I are going to do that when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks for joining us, wrapping up the show here.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl.
Seth and James here to wrap up the week. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. It's been a fun week. Mm-hmm. We appreciate all of our guests, all you listeners have called up and helped make this such a successful show. We appreciate you. Get into our schedule and some good stories of the day in a moment for you. But I wanted to talk real quick, one last breaking record story.
Okay.
A Swedish duo has broke a record for 13-hour table tennis rally.
Oh, my gosh.
And it is what it sounds like. The marathon match occurred on July 20th. A ping pong bar in Sweden.
Do they have ping pong bars in Sweden?
I guess so, and I never heard of that before. We need those. We need that.
Well, that's our next business venture.
Yep, there we go. We'll see, everybody.
Ping pong bar.
Seth and I are putting all of our money and our efforts into this, and we've gone
bankrupt. And we've closed
on. Okay, we're back in radio. This also seems like one of the more fun ones to do.
Yeah.
But it is 13 hours straight.
That's an awful long time. Wow. Yeah,
they weren't taken. For over 4 months, the intense physical and mental training paid off. They trained for 4 months doing this.
Wow.
That's a lot of time to put into this, too.
Not bad.
I'm telling you, I put 4 months into this. I better break that record.
Exactly.
I better. The record-breaking rally required unwavering focus, even as the players multitasked, such as eating while keeping the ball in play.
Okay. Yep. All right. Eating while keeping the ball in play. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know that there's a sport that I wouldn't want to do this with, or I would. This is such a weird one to me.
Yeah.
Every sport I play, I love to play. And at the same time, I love to play them at my own pace. Right. I don't know if I can do this.
I don't necessarily want to do that. Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. I do want to get into some local events in our area and some good stories of the day. Let's kick that off with our schedule. We got a great one lined up for you. Stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up at the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Join Jane and Greg for a great way to get you into your afternoon and your weekend.
Yep.
They've been doing they've had a great week.
Yes.
Great week of shows. Check that one out, everybody. Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4. We encourage you to check that out. One of the voices, the main voices of civic media, and one of my favorite ones.
Yep.
Maggie does an amazing job from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday for you. And we have Midday Magazine. We wrap up the week today in part one at 4 o'clock. Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston will be with us.
Good for an update. Lots going on at the legislature, yeah.
Senator and I are going to be talking about inauguration plans for this year and certainly the new voter requirements and what they're trying to do there. And talking about that with him, always an open and genuine conversation with Senator Teston and I. Looking forward to that. And then at part two, we wrap up the week talking with the Port Edwards Lions Club about their fishery.
Oh, yeah. It's coming up not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Yeah.
Jim and Dave will be with us to talk about
all
that.
Right.
Looking forward to it. A big thank you to Pam Hilke and the amazing scheduling she does week in and week out.
Absolutely.
We got a great lineup for you on Saturday. Be sure to join us for it. The Sunshine Polka Show at 7 o'clock. Join Tim for the greatest show of all time.
All time.
We have a great fun with that one.
Mm-hmm.
A shout out to Tim Hubbelt and the great job he does with the Sunshine Polka Show. Check it out at 7. Then after that, Terry Talks Nutrition featuring Terry Limron, brought to you by Family Natural Foods.
Mm-hmm.
A big shout out to them and thank you to them. Head on over to Family Natural Foods, especially if you haven't been there in a while. Some great specials and great things going on over there.
Man, if you have any questions, they are so ready and have so many great answers for you. That's the thing I like about them the best. They know what they're talking about.
And one more for you. Over the Back Fence, 11 to noon.
Yes, last one, everybody. So we'll keep it pretty simple. I'm not going to change too much, but just keep that in mind. That'll be it.
And we will be having some fun with that one. Be sure to get your calls in at 11 to noon tomorrow for the show. And thank you again, Seth, for running that for
us. Yeah, no problem.
On Sunday, we've got a great lineup for you. I should get to my our sports schedule as well. Mm. But wrapping up real quick, Sunday, you heard us talking about it earlier.
Yep.
You've got Director's Cut at 5, from 5 to 6. We'll have a Director's Playhouse. We'll play a best of for you there.
Yep.
6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music, talking Friends, hopefully.
We're talking Friends, and I think we'll see what happens here. You know, I don't want to sound horrible, but I think I should be okay.
Remember, I do a decent Seth impression. I do a decent one.
Hello!
Yeah.
That's
perfect.
I couldn't tell the difference. It's not bad. I'll work on it. Unlabeled from 8 to... It was a South Park impression.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not even close to the original. 8 to 9, Unlabeled, a hard rock edition, parental advisory edition for you. Be sure to check that out if you are so brave.
Parents tell your children.
Yes. Yeah, nice. Nicely done. We got great sports on the radio dial. It kicks off with Playmakers tonight from 5 to 6. Be sure to join us for that. A big shout out to Quality Plus Printing. We will have some fun. Seth and I will be doing the show together tonight. We're going to be talking Bob Uecker to kick things off.
Of course.
Talk about the NFL playoff schedule this weekend. And, of course, talk about plenty of other things. We're looking forward to it. Be sure to join us with your sports thoughts and feelings from 5 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we will have some great action for you on the radio as well. Here at WFHR at 6:30, Wisconsin men's hockey taking on LIU.
Ooh.
And over on our sister station, 105.5, at 7:05, Assumption Boys Basketball hosting Newman Catholic. Mike, Randy, Seth going to cover that one for you.
That's kind of a rivalry game, is it not?
Yes.
Newman and Assumption? Yeah. So tune in for that.
On Wednesday's edition of Playmakers, Michael and I were talking about it, and that is a game Assumption should win, but as you said there, Seth, that's a rivalry game, so who knows?
Yeah, all the bets are off.
Do want to shout out Laura and the great job she did yesterday covering the
100%,
game.
100%. Yes.
Mike and Randy do an amazing job, and Laura, nice job on the first game.
Yeah.
Nice job.
It's always got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Saturday, great stuff on the radio. 1 o'clock, we'll have Wisconsin men's basketball at USC. Big Ten matchup.
Yeah.
And it's so weird.
Yeah.
And then Saturday at 5:30, Wisconsin men's hockey hosting LIU.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to all of that.
Yeah.
We also have some great events going on in our area we want to touch on.
We do.
Our Wisconsin Rapids Rafters have their hot stove event going on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Their annual hot stove event will be at the Hotel Mead from 6 to 9. They're going to have fun. Join them where you get to hear from some of the front office staff, some new members there. Get exclusive sneak peeks at the 25 promotional schedule, special presentation by 25 field manager Tom Zigalowski, and hitting coach from the 2016 championship team and current Mets organization member Devin D. Young.
Cool.
Admission is $5 if you RSVP, $10 at the door. Season ticket holders, ticket package holders, and host families will get free admission.
Of course.
Get your tickets and get warmed up, but thinking of summer.
Thinking of baseball, man.
Yeah, Northwoods League.
Let's see, what week is it? I think we've got like 5 weeks before pitchers and catchers report. We're getting close.
NorthwoodsLeague.com. Head on over there, NorthwoodsLeague.com. Also encourage you to check out Nordic Days tomorrow at the Tri-Norris Winter Park. That's going from 10 to 3. Come out to the park and explore the trails for free. The inside trails will be marked for snowshoeing and hiking. And if we have enough snow, the outer trails will also be groomed.
Excellent.
Doesn't look like we might or we may not. We'll see.
There'll be a little melting happening tomorrow morning.
But what a great opportunity to get on out there. They got raffles going on. They got other drawings and other fun things happening. Be sure to check that out and support our friends at Tri-Norris and support this sport and the fun that they have with their Nordic Day going on tomorrow at 1001 County Road O in Nacoosa, just off Highway 13. Celebrate Nordic Day at the Tri-Norris Winter Park.
Mm-hmm.
Also reminding everybody that the DNR Free Fishing Day is going on at Lake Sherwood tomorrow from 7 to 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
7:30 to 4:30. Be sure to check that out. You can find out more by calling 715-325-4066. 325-4066. Seth, we had some other stuff we wanted to mention as well.
Of course. We have the Winter Markets back on tomorrow morning from 9 to 1 at the Moravian Church, Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. I encourage everyone to go to their Facebook page. There's a list of vendors that will be there, and they've got a long list for tomorrow. So go check that out. If there's something there that will interest you, come on down. Free popcorn. That's all you guys say. Free popcorn. Right on. Free popcorn while you walk around. Yeah.
Sunday is National Popcorn Day.
See? It's another reason to do it.
Just
so.
Like you planned it.
So tomorrow from 9 to 1, the Winter's Market at the Moravian Church. Also, we want to let everybody know that the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking for folks to help show our veterans how much we appreciate their service and sacrifice by sending Valentine's Day cards to veterans living in WDVA facilities for the veterans and their families. They will be hand-delivered by staff to the veterans, loved ones, and Gold Star families residing in our veterans facilities. Please get those to the Department of Veterans Affairs by January 31st so they can collect everything, get ready to hand them out on Valentine's Day. Send your cards to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. Attention, Veteran Valentine's, P.O. Box 7843. That's P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707. Send them today, everybody.
And appreciate everybody that's doing that. Mm-hmm. A TikToker from Michigan named Andrew Hudson is going viral after he bought an old digital camera at a thrift store, found over 1,700 photos on it, and tracked down the original owners.
Wow.
They're an older couple who didn't have copies, so it was huge to them to get this memory card back.
Oh my goodness, yes.
There's a beautiful video online of it, of them all sitting together having coffee and talking about it.
How sweet.
I love that. That's a beautiful
great
story.
Great stuff.
And maybe the greatest good story that we are going to have, the first very good story of the year, I would think, landed when officials announced Israel and Hamas have finally agreed to a ceasefire. It's a three-phase deal to end the fighting and the Gaza Strip. It starts with Hamas releasing 33 of their nearly 100 hostages they still have. Regardless of how you feel about this situation, I think we can all agree this is a good thing to get this done.
Ceasefire is a good thing. It's very good thing.
Healthiest thing for our world. Mm-hmm. And wanted to talk about how mad would you be if this happened to you? A family in Michigan did a white elephant gift exchange for Christmas, and one of the gifts was a lottery ticket that, of course, ended up to be worth $500,000. 25-year-old Emily Hickok got the ticket, but not until after the exchange was over. So she got a flashlight her dad bought, and he wanted it back, so they swapped. So dad's got to feel pretty, interesting.
Sheepish,
from that.
A little sheepish there.
Now, it was Emily's cousin that bought the ticket, and Emily says she is sharing some of the money with her cousin.
Oh, so that answered the question we had a couple weeks ago about, you know, if you won, what would you do? And there you go. That's perfect.
No word on if she's sharing it with her dad or not. No, she's actually, she is sharing a little bit of it with her father.
Why wouldn't you? Share the wealth, everybody. Share the wealth.
That's pretty cool. We appreciate you all out there. Again, we encourage you to sign up for the WFHR newsletter. Mm-hmm. Go to WFHR.com. It just takes a second or two to sign up for.
Very easy.
And we appreciate you doing that as much as sharing the information and getting it out there about our newsletter and letting us know what you want and expect from the newsletter.
What you want to hear on the air, what you want in the newsletter. It's all about you, folks. Come on, let us know what you want.
Great week, Seth. Thank you.
Great way to end it. Yep.
Have a good week, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.